I'm not going to kid anybody on. First half, oh, painful. Painful. And if anyone had asked for their money back at half-time, I wouldn't have been surprised. Well, I will say, Grimsby, were before the game, was seventh in the league for away record with two games in hand, which I think if they picked up 4 points in those two games, they'd have gone second points on the road. So we knew they were going to be a tough nut to crack at home. They're a very good counter-attacking team. First half, we just lacked composure. We just couldn't... No one could get the ball down and make a pass, and I think the way they managed the game was excellent for the level, really professional, and I think they frustrated the stadium, certainly frustrated me and the fans. And I said to the boys at half time, just come on, be a bit braver. You're good players, we've shown you good players. We've shown them more than one occasion in the second half of the last few weeks that we're a good team to be 0-0 at half time to go on and win a game. And we did. And second half, yeah, we deserved it on the second half showing. Just touch on a little bit of character in the boys to be in front, in the position we're in as well, to be in front, they concede. Then to bounce back and finish as strong as we did, then special mention to the lads for that. I just feel any game that's tight, we're capable of scoring at any moment. You know, we can score in all different ways. We can score on the counter-attack, we can score a set play, we can score a really good goal. So I'm really comfortable, to be honest. The quality of the two goals are very good. And I'm absolutely delighted for the big man to get off the mark. He's needed that, especially in front of the Rainham end. You know, special for him and for us. At the moment, I have to try and distance myself away from quality performances and try and put results first. Because we can talk about we played really well at Mansfield in the second half or the first 20 minutes and in the second half of the weekend, but got nothing out of the game. Today we haven't played as well, but we've got 3 points. So I have to accept at the moment, by hook or crook, we have to get over the line in games. There is a lot of work to do. I've been saying, like the last few weeks, we tried not to look at the league table because, I try and look at us individually and collectively as a group. Individually, lads have played well. Collectively, we're a good team. With this group of players, we are where we are because of the lack of goals we scored in the first half of the season. So I have to believe in the process that if we keep playing like we have done and keep winning games of football, then we will keep continuing up the league. So you know, we're at the bottom two now, so I'm told, and we have games in hand as well on all teams around us. So you know, we're in a stronger position. It's a healthy position. It certainly gives belief and confidence to the fan base that come and support us terrifically again tonight when there weren't a lot to cheer about at times. And for the group, we look forward to a massive game on Saturday.